This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, Daisy Labs Lactoferrin Breakthrough is New Zealand's precision moo-ment. What if New Zealand could outmilk the cow without a single udder in sight? That's the promise Daisy Lab just dropped, successfully pumping out multiple grams per litre of bioidentical bovine lactoferrin, using nothing but yeast and a bit of fermentation finesse. Let's put this in perspective. The stuff naturally appears in milk at a measly 0.02 to 0.2 grams per litre. Daisy Lab's new yields are not just a win, they're a full-scale protein mic drop. Co-founder and CEO Irina Miller calls it a huge breakthrough, and she's not wrong. We're not only matching, but far exceeding cow's limits in producing this valuable protein, she says. We are still in development, but this gives us real confidence in the path to scaling with better unit economics and a more sustainable approach. So what's lactoferrin and why should you care? It's the gold dust of milk proteins, immunity boosting, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and loaded with functional food potential. It's a must-have in infant formula, functional drinks, supplements, and gut health capsules. Trouble is, it's naturally rare and wildly expensive to extract. Daisy Lab's lab-grown leap could change all that. Globally, the lactoferrin market is surging. From around $297 million US today, it's expected to hit nearly $500 million by 2030. That's a hell of a lot of baby formula and bioactive bars. Until now, companies like Friesland Campina and Synlait have cornered the supply with old-school dairy extractions. Now, Daisy Lab's brewing up a challenge: sustainable, animal-free, and scalable. But don't call them disruptors. We don't see ourselves as disruptors of the dairy industry, but rather as enablers, Miller says. Their pitch: help traditional processors future-proof their business by diversifying into microbial dairy. And with fermentation costs still weighed down by downstream processing, sometimes up to 70% of the cost, Daisy Lab's strategy is smart. Plug into existing dairy infrastructure and scale from the inside. But there's also an obvious short-term play: cash flow from consumer-ready bioactive products. With high-yield lactoferrin in hand, Daisy Lab could roll out a fast track of premium immune support lozenges, probiotic capsules, gut health powders, or even skincare serums using their precision brew. The wellness crowd is primed and global demand is climbing. One well-branded Shopify store later, and Daisy Lab could go direct to consumers with lactoferrin-packed shots, pet supplements, or even mum and bub blends, sidestepping red tape while building market traction. Not every breakthrough needs a 10-year FDA detour. Sometimes you just need a gummy that works. Regulators are already on board. In 2024, New Zealand's Environmental Protection Authority gave the green light for Daisy Lab to scale its GMO yeast operations in a contained facility. That decision puts New Zealand in the ring with global players like Turtle Tree, Helena, and All G Foods, all racing to dominate the bioactive dairy space. But Daisy Lab isn't just another clone in the vat. They've got the yield, the local dairy ties, and most importantly, the narrative. The next-gen milk story isn't about milking cows. It's about upgrading molecules. Watch this yeast. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.